Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 vs. AirPods Pro, which is better? Still wondering about the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 vs. AirPods Pro? Not sure which model is better? Then you need to see this detailed comparison. Sennheiser Momentum TW2 vs. AirPods Pro pros and cons. Apple AirPods Pro. Pros: comfortable, amazing battery life, effective ANC. Cons: the sound quality is not exceptional for the price. Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2. Pros: True Wireless offers unparalleled sound quality, equalizer control, excellent sound isolation. Cons: battery life is very short. Apple AirPods Pro vs. Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless, the comparison. Fit: Apple seems to have listened to the people's cries. My biggest problem with the previous AirPod models was their fit. They did not provide sound isolation, and the hard plastic started to cause discomfort after prolonged wear. However, it's not uncommon for sensitive people to experience the same problem. Apple has solved this problem with interchangeable silicone tips. These are hands down the most comfortable Apple Buds that I have ever used. You won't hear much noise isolation due to the open design of the True Wireless earbuds unless you activate the noise cancellation feature. The Momentum TW, on the other hand, does a fantastic job of naturally isolating outside noise. The silicone tips are not the only reason, but the shells fit perfectly into your ears, unless your ears are tiny. There is very little space for sound to travel. Both models were secure in the ears. At no time were we concerned about either model falling out. The Momentum TW's tighter seal may make your buds safer if you use them for sports. Design. For the AirPods Pro, Apple has taken the distinctive all-white design of its original AirPods and streamlined it, resulting in a more sophisticated-looking version of its popular True Wireless earbuds. They are still present, but the stems don't protrude as far out of your ears as they did on the 2016 or 2019 AirPods. Additionally, they have capacitive force sensors. You can use the small ridge at each end of the buds to turn on noise cancelling, transparency mode, or skip and pause tracks. The Sennheiser Momentum TW2 is a complete departure from the AirPods Pro. It has a round form, no stems, and metallic housings. These look great and are very stylish. However, the black and silver finish might not be for everyone who likes the minimalist approach Apple took with the AirPods Pro and all its products. These buds are perfect for those who like a bit of bling in their ears. They have gold-plated charging pins and LEDs that indicate the pairing status. The charging cases for rival models are a similar story. While the AirPods Pro charging cases resemble the design of the buds with a sleek, white pillbox-style design and a stylish, woven look, Sennheiser's has chosen a luxurious, woven finish. You won't have the ability to wirelessly charge your Sennheiser buds with a Qi-certified charging pad, unlike the AirPods Pro case. Transparent hearing and active noise cancellation. Apple has added an active noise cancellation function. It does a great job. However, I want to warn you that the ANC frequencies can cause pressure on the eardrum, which some people find uncomfortable. However, it is possible to ride the NYC subway with a bit of pressure on your ears. Momentum True Wireless does not offer ANC. However, the sound isolation is excellent, so it doesn't produce as much noise as the AirPods Pro with its ANC on. Both earbuds have transparent hearing modes. This mode opens up the sound to your surrounding environment, allowing you to order your chai latte decaf extra hot no chai without taking the earbuds out of your ears. This mode is also helpful in avoiding being hit by traffic. Controls and functionality. Momentum True Wireless offers slightly more functionality than AirPods Pro. The Momentum True Wireless offers volume control via the earpieces. AirPods Pro don't. Both models offer standard rules from the earpieces such as play, pause, track skipping, and cell activation. You can also switch between transparent hearing and ANC modes from the Apple AirPods. Both models can activate your voice assistant. The Momentum True Wireless uses the touchpad on your earpiece to invite your assistant. The AirPods use a more casual approach. All you need to do is shout, "Hey Siri," and she'll help. One thing to keep in mind is that Siri won't work for Android users. Although I haven't tested the AirPods Pro on an Android phone, I guess that you won't be able to use Google Assistant. We'd love to hear from readers who discover anything else. Battery life. The AirPods Pro earbuds are more durable than the Sennheiser Momentum TW2 with ANC enabled, even with their slightly older Bluetooth firmware. The AirPods Pro offers just under 5 hours of playtime per charge, while the Momentum TW2, nearly 4 hours. Apple AirPods Pro cases support Qi wireless charging. They can also be charged using a Lightning connector. Only the Momentum True Wireless 2 case can be charged via USB-C takeaway. Both the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 and AirPods Pro are outstanding genuinely wireless earbuds. They offer excellent noise cancellation and sleek design. The AirPods Pro win price. They cost $50 per PS 30, $100 Australian more than the Sennheiser Buds. If you own an iPhone, it may be easier to choose the right pair of headphones. Are you an audiophile, then? The Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 will sound better and have a larger soundstage. It all boils down to personal taste. Do you like the AirPods' distinctive design, or do you prefer the Sennheiser's shiny, metal housings to stand out? Both companies created premium buds with all the features you would expect from wireless earbuds for 2020. Calls and call clarity. This is where Momentum True Wireless takes the win. The caller sounded cleaner, and the microphone was more precise than the AirPods Pro. Equalizer. Apple's adaptive EQ technology allows you to tune your music to your ears by automatically adjusting the earbuds. You don't have creative control over the equalizer settings. Momentum TW, however, has an app that allows you to change the equalizer profile. You won't have absolute control over the levels, but you can change the shape and frequency of the frequency curve. Sound. Lows. The Momentum True Wireless delivers a deeper, more satisfying bass. The Momentum True Wireless comes with an equalizer so you can adjust the bass response. The AirPods Pro produces a bass that isn't as rich, but you still get some pop and rock music. The Momentum TW will give you a richer, warmer bass sound in winter. Both earbuds are clear and perform well. The Momentum TW, however, offers better sound quality. These models also have different presentation styles. The AirPods sound more sharp and clean than the Momentum TW, but the cellos were softer when I listened to them. Mids. The Momentum TW will give you a richer, fuller sound. The Momentum TW's lower midrange is more expansive, giving tracks a fuller and more encompassing sound. In contrast, the AirPods Pro delivers a more dynamic profile. The mix is very vocally rich and has a more remarkable difference between low and high frequencies. This balance is ideal for pop songs, in particular. Both models have great sound in this range. However, the Momentum TW has more detail and nuance than the Momentum TW. The Momentum TW had a more distinct timbre, and guitar strums were brighter when I listened to them. The Momentum TW is more precise on acoustic instruments. It simply delivers a more realistic performance. Highs. Listening to high-frequency percussion, the Momentum TW makes it clear that it is a more transparent instrument. It makes high-frequency percussion instruments like cymbals on the Apple AirPods Pro seem compressed. The AirPods Pro is certainly no slouch, but we will admit it. The AirPods Pro is a great product. We have no complaints. Comparing these two models back-to-back, however, shows that there is very little competition. Soundstage. The Momentum TW might have the enormous soundstage I've ever heard in a wireless earphone. The massive soundstage of Lizzo's Juice, which is multi-dimensional and rich, has a robust, expansive feel. It's pretty impressive for in-ear true wireless headphones. The music almost sounded like it was coming from tin cans when I switched back over to the AirPods Pro. The AirPods aren't being slammed. They're decent. The soundstage on the Sennheiser Momentum TWs is also excellent. Conclusion. You're now the winner if you narrow your selections down to the AirPods Pro or the Momentum True Wireless 2. No matter which direction you go, you will get a solid set. Resense hopes you found this article useful and let us know what your favorite wireless earbuds are in the comments below.